Good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made and added into our lives. We are so grateful to Him. Let me encourage you from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, so that you through His poverty might become rich. What a powerful statement Apostle Paul is making in this beautiful, beautiful passage of scripture. In fact, when Apostle Paul was writing this, he had something very special about the background of the local church and the people in Macedonia, or the churches in Macedonia, was actually living in deep poverty. And Paul encourages generosity among the Corinthians by bragging on the poverty-stricken church in Macedonia, proving that liberality has nothing to do with feeling comfortable. As mentioned in 2 Corinthians, same chapter, verse 2, chapter 8, verse 2. Having abundance, or calculating what one can afford, or being coerced, but effective are the people who are generous with themselves. So he was talking about that, about giving. And he beautifully talks about the giving of the Lord God Almighty, that how beautifully, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, what He did, yet for your sakes He became poor. And that's amazing, the love of God for our lives, the grace that was magnified in us, that grace and truth that came through Jesus Christ in our lives, was beyond our comprehension. That Jesus, in all His glory and richness, He became poor so that we will be delivered from our poverty, that we will be rich because Jesus became poor. And that's what God desires. My dear brothers and sisters, the grace of God did not come only to give you a spiritual life, but the grace of God also came to bless you in your secular life. The grace of God was manifested in your life to bless you financially, to bless you in your marriage, to bless you in your family, to bless you in every arena of your living. That's where the grace of God was manifested, so that you will prosper in every area of your life. And that's where we need to renew our mind concerning the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that His grace is all-sufficient, that our God, Jehovah Father, is an all-sufficient God. He's the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient God. And I pray that this day you will be blessed with all-sufficiency of Christ in your life, and you will be settled in your mind to know, to obtain and to appropriate every blessing that is enumerated in the scriptures for you. Hallelujah. That's what I believe, and that's what I pray that you will be able to enjoy in this season, and God will bless you abundantly. So, well, let's take some time to pray and thank God for His generous love and generous grace, that He became poor such that you and me will become rich in His presence. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. Abba Father, we know that in our strength we fail. We know that it is but by your grace and mercy that we are saved, healed, delivered, and added into your kingdom. It is but by your grace and mercy that we live as free people of God, as free sons and daughters of the Most High God, who are not under any bondage or any despair or disillusionment or depression, but we are blessed with the blessings of Jehovah. We are aware of the all-sufficiency of Christ in our lives. And even today, we want to say thank you for your all-sufficient grace in every area, spiritually and physically and financially, materially, emotionally, maritally, Your grace abounds over our lives, and we thank you for that. Today, Lord God Almighty, I pray that as your flock steps out into their jobs and into their businesses and running the errands for the day, I pray that your great grace will abound upon them in this season. And great grace and glory of Christ will be their portion even today. And I thank you, Lord. I pray that you will bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their midst. If anyone is sick in our midst, O Father, I rebuke every manner of sickness. I command every sickness to flee and get out in Jesus' name. There'll be no evil that will come near the camp of the righteous, because, Lord, these are your people, bought by your blood, filled by you with your spirit. You will perfect everything in their lives, and you will be glorified. We thank you. We give you the glory and honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day and a great week ahead of you. And bye for now.